A senior leader with the Iranian-backed Hezbollah movement has reportedly been killed in an apparent Israeli drone attack in South Lebanon. The report suggests that a car was targeted in the area and veered off the road before catching fire. For more, we can talk to Olivia Dupordovan, who's head of news at Lorient Today, an independent English language news service based in Lebanon. Olivia, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. What's known about this attack? Who was in the car and who's been killed?
Hi there. Good afternoon. Well, the latest we've heard here in Beirut is that this was a senior Hezbollah commander called Wissam Tawil. He's the most senior commander to be killed during 3 months of clashes with the Israeli army along Lebanon's southern border. And we understand that he was killed in an Israeli airstrike about 15 kilometres into southern Lebanon. He's about the 154th Hezbollah commander to be killed. But the reason why this one is important is because he is said to have had a leading role in managing Hezbollah's military operations in southern Lebanon. Now, just a reminder as well on that Hezbollah is a Iranian-backed Shia militant group based in Lebanon, which since the start of the war in Gaza has been supporting Hamas on the known as the Northern Front on the southern Lebanese border with northern Israel, helping them have a what they call a front of pressure, firing rockets almost daily against the army in Israel. And likewise, the Israeli army have been responding. But what we've seen now is a much more significant development, because as I say, this is the first senior commander that has been taken out as a member of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon.
How much concern is there that this could yet further raise tensions on the Israeli-Lebanese border following the killing last week of that Hamas deputy leader, Sahal al-Arouri, in Beirut?
Well, this is the key question. This comes at a very tense time. It's less than a week since the killing of Salah al-Arouri in what was believed to be an Israeli strike, though, of course, Israel have not confirmed that. And what we saw just on Friday was a warning, a very clear one, by the leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, who promised a response. And we saw a response actually on Saturday. Hezbollah launched a barrage of about 62 rockets against a Israeli airbase in northern Israel, which was seen as one of the biggest attacks actually in the past 3 months in what has otherwise been a fairly low intense front, certainly in comparison to what's the fighting that's been happening in Gaza. And also importantly, following this, there are going to be a lot of nerves and further tensions, because Nasrallah did warn that if Israel were to be seen to be launching an attack directly against Hezbollah, directly against Lebanon, then Nasrallah said, well, there will be no rules to this war, and there would be a full-scale response. Mm-hmm. And I think just a final thing to mention, which is really important, Hezbollah is a lot more militarily capable than Hamas. Hamas has always been seen as the little brother to Hezbollah. It has precision missiles that can reach far deeper into Israel.
Yeah, and that's underlined by the role that al-Tawil played within Hezbollah. He was deputy commander, is that right, of the Wadwan force, which is an elite group within Hezbollah.
Yeah, that's correct. So Hezbollah in total is thought to have about 100,000 fighters. But within that, there is something called the Redwan force, which has about 2,500 combatants. He was thought to be, Tawil was thought to be a deputy leader in that. And the reason why this force is so important to the Israeli army, and we understand through our reporting at Lorient today that they have been for some time been trying to take out key people from this group, is because they are very well trained. Some reports saying that they received training from Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and that it would be this force that, if there were to be a full-blown war between Israel and Lebanon, it could be this force who would try to infiltrate northern Israel. As I say, they are far more advanced and elite and pose a much greater threat to the Israeli army than Hezbollah's wider force. And this is why this individual was a key target, seemingly, by Israel.
Very good. We'll leave it there. Thank you for that, Olivia. That's Olivia Dupordovan from Lorient Today, speaking to us from Beirut in Lebanon.